Tariq Woolen, man, 37-9. You guys just keep crushing teams. How'd the game go today?
Honestly, it was a lot of fun today. Honestly, the game started out kind of slow for us, but at the same time, you know, the game is won in the fourth quarter when the fourth quarter ends. So it was good to go out there and just compete and have fun.
Seemed like you were getting close to getting another pick. Had your hands on a couple today. What were you thinking there?
Shoot, just make a play for real. That's really it.
Now, you also had two pretty big tackles, and one ends up, you know, you get that penalty. How hard is it to make a big play and not react?
Honestly, it's kind of hard, honestly, just because it's just like we practice with so much intensity, and we play with so much intensity, you know, sometimes just get caught in a moment.
So you got – this is literally the first game you guys have had your starters back, Jaren Reed and Julian Love all together. Did you feel their presence out there today?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's always good to have those guys out there, especially when they out there contributing. It's a lot of fun, man. With those guys, we missed them a lot, and they made some plays today and went out and had fun with them.
You got a secondary that's got you, Devin Witherspoon, Nicky Minwari, and other guys that just have unbelievable skills. Have you ever been around a collection of athletes like this in the secondary before?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you, nah. This is the best secondary I done played with, man. I done been with some dogs before, but it's different when you got dogs and we all on the same time, all on the same, you know, same line, same rhythm, man.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Appreciate it.
AJ Barner, you guys go to 10-3, another big win on the road. How'd the game go for you today?
Smooth, just doing my job and winning, that's all that matters.
You got pretty close there to the end zone. It looked like you had that on your mind.
Facts. I need to get in there. It's coming soon, though. But we won, so.
All right. Now, are you going to start talking a little shit to Sam Darnold since you're the only one that keeps drawing other guys off sides on the defense?
Nah, not at all. Definitely don't want to do that. But friendly banter, of course, every now and then. But, I mean, they're charged up when we get in that formation. They know what's coming. So the different cadences that we have help.
Is that something you've like learned this year, or is that something you did before?
I mean, I'm a vocal person, and I've played quarterback before, so something that, you know, I just have.
Now, you guys, a little bit slower start, and then Rashid Shaheed takes to the house to open the second half. How did that change things for you guys?
Blew the game open. That's what we expect from Shaheed. And you know, we got to start better, though. It's not acceptable to start the way that we did, and it needs to be better. The finish was great. And, yeah, shout out to 22 for taking that back.
What do you attribute the start to?
It can be a little tough flying across the country, you know, waking up, playing a game at 10 a.m. But, I mean, it is what it is. You got to do what you got to do to get your mind and body right. And that's something that we need to continue to work through, myself included as a second-year player. You got to figure out what works for you. So, yeah.
Drake Thomas, man. You guys went 37-9. And offense a little slower to start the first half. You guys kind of kept them down low. How did the game start for you guys?
Honestly, just, you know, if things aren't, you know, going necessarily how we expect them on offense, it's our job to pick them up. You know, we want to play complimentary football, get them the ball back, put them in good positions. And we're just going to keep on fighting no matter what happens.
First game with Julian Love and Jaren Reed back. This is literally the first game that all the starters were available for you guys on defense. Kind of hard to believe, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. And those guys mean a lot to our team and our defense. So it was great to have them back.
And Coach talked about how amazing Ty Okada's played. And, I mean, you got a guy that's played excellent football. Now you got another guy coming back that plays excellent football. Josh, talk about how that works in the locker room when one guy steps up and another guy comes back and you got to share reps.
I mean, we got great people. So at the end of the day, everyone's so close and it works. You know what I mean? So it just works when you have a great culture and great people. There's no issues when things like that happen.
All right. So Nicky Minwari basically did everything today other than scoring on offense. What kind of game did you see from him today?
He was just disruptive. He was everywhere. What do you have? A pick, a sack, a blocked field goal? I mean, it just shows his capabilities and how, you know, good of a football player he is.
And Devin Witherspoon's a guy that, you know, this, can you believe this is only his second interception in his career today? He doesn't always get these stats, but he just seems to make winning plays all the time.
100%. I mean, Spoon shows up in so many more ways than just the stat sheet might show. That was an amazing play that he made. And, you know, he comes to work every single week, and he's a huge part of our team, obviously.
All right. Now, you have a tackle for loss every single game, man. And they almost took it away from you. I don't know if you know that. Initially, they said it was no gain, and then they gave you TFL. So congrats on that. How much does your pre-game prep, like your pre-prep and film study, connect to when you're making those plays?
I prepare, I would say, very well throughout the week. But once I get out on the field, I try not to think too much. You know, there's a fine line between getting out there and thinking and not just playing. So you want to rely on your instinct. But, like, the preparation through the week allows you, like, gives you the confidence to just go play freely.
All right, now you guys got a stretch. Four games left to go. You win those four, you win this division. What's the mentality?
One day at a time. Go 1-0 every single day. Stay, you know, in our process. Just make the most out of every single day and be the best.
Congrats, Drake.
Thank you.
Ty Okada, Mike McDonald gave you a huge shout out at the post game press conference, talking about how amazing I think the word he used is phenomenal. How's it been this season for you? Finally getting a chance to show the kind of player you are.
No, it's been a blast. You know, it's a bummer that it came at the expense of Julian getting injured, but we're super excited to have him back. I was telling some other guys earlier, he's played such a tremendous role in my development as a player, and so I'm just so thankful to have him back as the, you know, one of the catalysts to this defense. And so we're extremely blessed to have him back. It was awesome to be able to showcase what I can do, and I want to continue to build on that as a player, but just super excited to have Julian back as well as a leader.
So, you know, I imagine you feel a little bit different going into a game now than you did 6-8 weeks ago when you first started. You know, how's the game kind of changed for you now that you've gotten more reps out there?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you get more reps out there, the game just starts to slow down a whole bunch. The communication piece of it, and ultimately just, you know, being out there with your brothers, you get a lot more comfortable and you're able to play a little bit faster. So it's been tremendous for me to be out there, and the more snaps that I've gotten, the more comfortable I feel.
Nick Eamon-Worry, Devin Witherspoon both had crazy games today. And Spoon's a guy in general doesn't always put up the numbers. Only his second interception of his career, if you can believe it. But he seems to always be part of winning plays.
Yeah. All I got to say to people about Spoon is turn on the tape and you'll see exactly what he is to this defense. He's got such an infectious energy, and the way he plays the game, he plays it the absolute perfect best way. And I'm thankful to be out there with a teammate like him. Yeah, all I got to say is turn on the tape and watch 21 fly around.
So Eamon-Worry, a guy his size going out there, sacking a quarterback, getting an interception, blocking a field goal, seems like pretty rare to have that kind of combination of skills.
I'll tell you what, you just see him and the way he plays and how he's built and just the natural gifts, and also on top of that, the way he approaches his work day in and day out. You know, it's no surprise that he's able to do those things, and it's extremely fun to be his teammate and watch him go out and do all those things.
What were you doing when you were 21?
Man, I was in my third year of college, still trying to figure life out. So it's pretty cool to see him doing those things.
Pretty crazy. Congrats, man.
Yep.
Velus Jones, man, got your first carries here. Yes, is this your first carries for the Seahawks today?
It is my first carries. Real blessing. Shout out to the line and my teammates.
What's your initial impressions of this team walking into this locker room, you know, 12 weeks into the season?
Man, it's really the, like, togetherness of these guys and how close they are from offensive, defensive side of the ball, and especially the way these guys go to work. It's inspiring, really. It allows me to push myself and up my my game to the next level. So, yeah, it's a blessing to be here.
What was the conversation between, you know, you, your agent, and the Seahawks, that, you know, you kind of came, you went, you came back? How was that conversation?
Oh, man. That was like, you know, you want to come play? And I was like, for sure. I seen the winning culture. I mean, it helps, you know, Sammy D was my teammate at USC. And I know Ivan, the strength and conditioning staff, there's a lot of people I know in the building, especially like teammates. So I definitely thought it was the best fit for me. And it looked like I played my cards right.
Man, you showed some serious burst on your big run off the left side. Tell people who don't know about your game, what is your game?
I bring physicality, speed. They can go look at some Tennessee highlights when I play receiver. I bring a lot to the game. So, you know, just stay tuned. I'm just going to continue to work hard and get my teammates better and better myself as well.
All right, congratulations, man. Nice to meet you.